Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
I want to talk to the manager of health access initiatives at United Way. We all need to pay attention to this because Friday is the deadline to enroll in the Affordable Care Act insurance program. If you go to the exchange, you need to do it now. And on a phone line is Ina Rubin, who is that manager. Hey, Ina, it's John Williams over at United Way. How are you this afternoon?
Hi, I'm well. How are you?
Pretty good. Are you on a speakerphone? Can you pick up the phone instead of be on speaker?
Absolutely.
I appreciate that. I know you were just listening to us there. I thought that people were signing up more so this year than in past years for the Affordable Care Act. Is that true? And what can you tell me about that?
That is absolutely true. We definitely have seen an increase in signups over these last few weeks. People still want and need this coverage and have been coming out to get enrolled. Unfortunately, the headlines are a bit misleading in that when you're looking at this week six compared to last year's week six, you can't actually compare apples to apples because last year we still had six more weeks to go, and this year we have three more days to go.
How are we six weeks to 6 weeks? How do we compare to this time last year?
We are, as of December 9th, we had about 168,000 people enrolled. Last year, in total, we had 356,000 people enrolled.
I see.
So it's pretty dire, to be honest.
Right. So we might be ahead of the pace, but since the period of time is so short, we're about done here. On Friday, that's it.
Exactly. 200,000 people may actually end up without coverage.
I wonder if they know that and are just opting to take the penalty or if they're going to regret not having signed up.
I think a great deal of them may be auto-enrolled, which we are really, really asking them to go online and make sure they're actively enrolling in a plan and choosing a plan and comparing their options, because people may get auto-enrolled in a plan that's not the right fit for them, maybe costs more than a plan that they could have a better option available to them online. So they should go on healthcare.gov and check out their options. The other component to this is that people who choose to get the penalty, we have studies out by Kaiser that say that roughly 54% of people who choose to take the penalty could get free health insurance on the marketplace.
Oh, really? They would qualify for free subsidized insurance. And I can see why they don't sign up. They go, screw it, I'll take the penalty. I can't afford it. In fact, it wouldn't cost them anything. Wow.
Exactly. Yeah, because they have the headlines that they're seeing. ACA insurance went up so much, the premiums are unaffordable. They hear interviews with people saying insurance is too much this year, and nobody's actually going online and checking out their own options because those premiums are based on your income. So people are only expected to contribute the amount they are expected to contribute based on their income.
Hmm. But insurance is more expensive, would you say, generally this year than in the past? Are people, still in for more sticker shock when they sign up?
You know, it's actually interesting. I don't want to get too wonky, but prices went down this year. An unintended consequence of the various reforms that took place over the last year was that most of the plan prices went down because the premium tax credits, the discounts went up.
Well, I had a friend send me he was online and he sent me a screen grab of what he was looking at. And here it is. His insurance is going to go from $1,400 a month.
Mm-hmm.
And that only pays for half of any bills that he has to $1,700 a month. This guy doesn't make enough money to comfortably be able to afford that. I know that's anecdotal, but you're telling me that for every person like him who saw a $300 increase, there are more people who will see their prices go down?
You know, that's really hard for me to address his unique situation, but I'm sorry to hear that. I can't imagine that's easy to hear for him to see that, and I really would want to sit down with him and have a navigator sit down with him. So we have navigators, individuals who are available to sit down in person and help walk people through the enrollment process, because that sounds like maybe something was entered inaccurately. I don't know who helped him apply, but he should absolutely be getting more assistance than that. And there have to be better options. Insurance plans have to, insurance plans have to cover more than 50% of healthcare services as a minimum essential coverage. under the ACA, they have to cover at least 60% of healthcare services.
Well, the Affordable Care Act, as we know it, is still in place, right?
Exactly.
It's what we've had all along. And so I have not used that because I've always had employer coverage.
Mm-hmm.
If I go through the exchange, do I have the option of selecting Blue Cross Blue Shield or something like that?
Yep. So if you have employer-based coverage, keep your coverage. Obviously, if people have employer-based coverage, that is what it's there for. The marketplace is for people who don't have employer coverage, who don't have Medicaid, who fall kind of in that gap, who don't have any other resource of way of getting coverage. So they can go online on healthcare.gov and they can get health insurance through Blue Cross, through Cigna, through Illini Care. Those are the options available in the Chicago area.
Hmm. And I presume, though, their cost will be more than mine because I'm in a large group with Tribune.
That's true, but their costs will be kind of tamped down by the discounts available under the ACA. So everybody's cost is dependent upon their income.
Right.
So if your income is below a certain threshold, the federal government actually offers you a discount. Federal government offers a premium tax credit, a cost-sharing reduction, kind of a lot of these terms that are thrown around, but really it's just a discount.
Ina Rubin's on the line. She's the manager of Health Access Initiatives at United Way. They can help you. Friday is the deadline. Maybe you've got a question, a comment, an observation. I'm interested in what the wait times are on the phones, too, or online, because some people, when this first became available, were really frustrated by day-long waits. So what's that experience like? And, hey, do you need some help? Here's a free hand right now, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. You can call or text that line. It's 1:53 now on WGN. Ina Rubin is the manager of Health Access Initiatives at United Way. They remind us that Friday is the deadline. If you haven't signed up for your health insurance, if you're doing it through the Affordable Care Act exchange, you need to do it by Friday. The deadline was extended last year, so we had over 300,000 people sign up. We're at 168,000. That means a couple hundred thousand folks might not actually be insured because they chose not to, or because they just said, screw it, I'm going to take the penalty. Ina, why is United Way involved in this? I mean, what do you guys care?
Well, I just want to emphasize, I think another problem with people not getting enrolled is also because people don't know the deadline is on Friday. So I think because last year's deadline was January 31st, and in prior years it was later, this is the first year that we've had such an early deadline.
Yeah.
So many people are going to miss the deadline because they simply don't know. But to your question, I think the main reason that United Way cares is the reason that we care and we do this work in every community that we work in. We recognize that having access to health coverage means you have access to health care, and that is a building block to financial stability, to a better academic outcomes.
Yeah.
And having healthy individuals equals health, having stronger families, which equals stronger communities. And that's what we fight for every day.
Let's take a couple calls. If you can be as quick as you can with your answers, we'll ask our guests, our callers, to be as quick as they can with their questions, and maybe we'll get a couple of them in here. We'll start with Debbie. You're on WGN. What can we do for you, Debbie? You're on the air.
Hi. Yes. My question is, my son is, and I'm sure many people like him, he's self-employed, and he is making a little bit too much to get a tax credit, but not enough to afford a decent plan. The plan he has, he pays a lot, and it's not a good plan. Is there any options out there for somebody like him?
Hi. So I would actually recommend that he goes and sits down with one of our navigators. He can make an appointment with a navigator over the next 3 days. We're available on our website, liveunitedchicago.org/getcovered. You just have him put in his zip code, select how far he's able to travel, and make an appointment right on our website. Our navigators are here to help, and they can sit down and go through all that information with him. But I just want to make sure that he's putting in his information correctly, because the marketplace needs to take into account his expenses.
Yeah.
So we're looking at his net income and not his gross income, because he may actually be eligible for tax credits.
Some people aren't, though, and that's just the way it is. If you just make too much money, you miss it. Now you got to pay it, and I'm pretty impressed with how expensive healthcare insurance is, having just recently switched companies. I complained about that on a different day. So I feel the pain of some of these people. But what is the wait time like? Do you know much about that? Because when the exchange first became available, there were some epic wait times on the phone or online. Do you have any information for us about that, Ina?
Yep. We all recall the pains of the growing pains of year one. So we are actually on track to be okay, let's say, this year. Wait times are right now about 20, 24 minutes. The website is not crashing. We are okay. We've been stable all year.
And can I do it over the phone? Yep. Can I sign up over the phone?
You can absolutely. You can go to healthcare.gov or you can sign up over the phone. The number is on healthcare.gov, but I can actually... so you can do that. You can also go on our website, livingatedchicago.org/getcovered, and sign up with somebody in person. Our navigators are available. They offer free local in-person enrollment help.
Healthcare.gov. Do you happen to have that phone number in front of you? Because
I do. That phone number is 800-318-2596.
Let's leave it there. 1-800-318-2596. 1-800-318-2596. Okay, I'm out of time today, but healthcare.gov, 1-800-318-2596. Friday is the deadline. Ina from United Way, appreciate your time. Good for you guys. Keep up the good work, and I appreciate your help today.
Thank you so much.